Debbie Reeder sometimes loses track of time in the Raptor Center's Bald Eagle flight training aviary. Like other staffers, she'll go in to check on something and become entranced watching rehabilitating birds eat and play.
You know, we'll find that half hour or 45 minutes have gone by and we're still standing there watching birds.
It wasn't always like that. The bookkeeper turned executive director gained an appreciation for the winged creatures while on the job the past 13 years.
I think like many people, I've always thought they're beautiful, but you take them for granted, you know, they're in the sky, you don't have interactions with them. But they're really pretty interesting. They're all very individual. They all have their own personality, just like people or other animals. And so they're kind of fun to observe.
The center has some 20 resident birds, which cannot survive in the wild. It also rehabilitates hundreds more each year.
See, we have another saw-whet owl back in the ICU. We have a western screech owl. We have a great horned owl.
Reeder started at the nonprofit Full Service Avian Hospital as the operations manager in 2002.
I was actually hired because they needed a bookkeeper here. And my husband and I had sold a small business, and I was so excited to go to work for somebody else and not have to be so responsible and take work home with me. And here I am.
During her tenure, Reeder oversaw the center's expansion and numerous other projects that made it a must-see attraction. One of her biggest accomplishments was creating an endowment fund to ensure the continuation of education, research, and raptor rehabilitation.
Cue the bald eagle.
She's also seen some curious and upsetting things when it comes to the eagles, owls, hawks, and falcons the center helps. More than 80% of their injuries have to do with human interaction. One eagle, Volta, collided with a power line. Others were hit by cars or ingested poison. One time, she says, a man came running into the center with an injured eagle tucked under his arm like a football.
We do not recommend that anybody ever do that again. But we looked up and there was a man in running shorts and a tank top with the bald eagle under his arm running through the building. It was pretty funny.
Established in 1980, Reeder has been at the center nearly half of that time. She's ready to step down for herself and for the organization.
When you get to the point that you come to work and somebody suggests or requests that you do something and you think, oh darn, I don't want to do that, instead of, hey, great idea, let's go do it, then it's probably time to move on.
While Reeder is leaving the center, she's not quite retiring. She plans to continue bookkeeping. She'll also work for the railroad in Skagway next summer. And she's going to spend some time in a much drier climate, Arizona. Reeder is leaving a big nest to fill. Here's the center's new director, Peter Coulson.
All you have to do is go to TripAdvisor or talk to anybody who's been here, and then they just rave about how compassionate and professional the staff are here with the mission that we're doing.
A career administrator, Coulson used to travel around the nation to see raptors in the wild. He has big visions for the future of the center, things that could not have taken flight without Reeder's leadership in the last decade. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Brielle Schaefer.